Today is the start of the Auckland Architecture Week. It's the third time Auckland's design and buildings have been examined, celebrated and debated. Lucy Orbell talked with the organiser of the event and chair of the Auckland branch of the New Zealand Institute of Architects, Christina Van Bowman.
Auckland Architecture Week is an opportunity to celebrate the joy of architecture and to also it's an opportunity for us to talk about architecture with more than just ourselves. So that's to say, just not the profession. This year, or the week is organised by the Auckland branch of the Institute of Architects, and I'm the chair at the moment. So it's fallen to me to sort of curate or direct the week.
What's so important about celebrating architecture? Why do you think there needs to be a week that celebrates architecture?
I think increasingly people, the wider public, are becoming more interested in architecture and what we do, and those of us who do it feel pretty passionate and excited about architecture and the fact that design, good quality design, does make for better cities, better living environments, better personal environments, and that, you know, basically architecture can delight, and that's what we want to celebrate and talk about. And I think there are also some real challenges that we need to explore, particularly in terms of, well, Auckland's condition, the issues of urban sprawl, the metropolitan urban limits. How can we address some of the issues of finding new ways of living, new types of urban living, that are better than some of the recent examples we've seen in Auckland, where I think for many people the idea of intensification brings up the worst examples that we can all think and know about and hate that are on some of our city streets. And so there's a lot of discussion to be had, and there's a lot of discussion about how to make different sorts of housing available, or different, and that all gets wound up in the discussion of how you make the city work better in terms of public transport and what the issues are in terms of not only improving the living conditions but the economic and cultural benefits. So all of that, I think, is good to have in a forum that's broader than just us talking to ourselves.
Auckland's a particularly challenging city, isn't it? Because it's sort of so patchy, so many different suburbs, and each suburb has its own identity, really.
Yeah.
It has its own flavour, it really does. But as you say, the concentration of living inside the city means there are lots of issues in terms of, well, Auckland is a very expanding city. It keeps getting bigger and wider and fatter.
That's right.
And sort of sloppier in some ways.
That's right. What we're really conscious of in terms of this whole Auckland governance and the super city, what that means, and really what it should mean, I believe, is that it's a conglomeration of many villages. It's not an amalgamation or a blending up. It's really important that Manukau City's Pacific Island and Maori community and really strong identities of Manukau are retained and are nourished and shared, and, you know, all those things expanded along with Waitakere's green identity. And so I think that it will be an interesting time to see how that all evolves, and we've sort of, you know, we watch and wait and at moments despair, but there's more discussion to be had, I think. And I think that's been the great thing about the process of the Royal Commission, and to some extent the follow-up, is that there are people talking and thinking about the broader issue that we have all been feeling a bit frustrated about.
I don't think a lot of people really realise how important the design of something is to their sort of well-being of being in an environment.
Yes, and I think that I totally agree. And sometimes that's more sort of obvious. I mean, there are, of course, I'm not now going to be able to immediately think of a good example, but there are buildings that, well, I suppose actually the thing, so now that I'm here in Wellington, one of the things that I really missed when I moved to Auckland was the library, because the library here in Wellington that Athfield designed at the beginning of the 90s was a fantastic kind of contribution to life in the city. The library had been in what is now the Art Gallery, which was a very internalised sort of building on a piece of slightly forgotten street, and the whole reconfiguration of Civic Square, and particularly the library with its glassy open wall that looks towards the square, and its a very distinctive faces on the street, the colonnade and the sort of the ramp up to the square are all made as a very particular piece of architecture. It created a new site and a new kind of character for this corner of Wellington. Mm-hmm. And I think that the life that that library has had, I mean, it's extraordinary. There have been a number of new libraries and new public buildings that have been built, and the numbers of users is just increases fourfold because that people really enjoy coming there. And I remember when I went to Auckland thinking how much I missed that library, because I used to love coming to... It was always a good place to meet people and to kill some time. And while I do frequent Auckland Central Library, it doesn't have the same resonance or the same presence in the city that the Wellington City Library has. So I think that's a great example of a delightful piece of architecture.
Mm. So do you think architecture really can help sustain our cities? I mean, good planning can really have sustainable cities that function well?
Well, I think it has to. I think that good cities are sustainable cities. So it's more than just the building. It is about the urban realm. They all have to work together, and they need to be addressed holistically, and they need to be thought of. Buildings can't be thought of in isolation. And increasingly, you know, everyone is very conscious about producing buildings that are built in terms of green principles and the right and appropriate use of materials and longevity and flexibility and life cycles, as well as what do they contribute to their communities and their cities.
And that's the organiser of the Auckland Architecture Week, which starts today, Christina Van Bowerman, talking with Lucy Orbell.